In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another.
We confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ, who is given by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, only Son. to God's people on earth. Glory to God in the highest, highest, and peace to God's people on earth.
Let us pray. Sovereign God, ruler of all hearts, you call us to obey you. You favor us. Keep us faithful to the ways of your Son, that leaving behind all that hinders us, you may
steadfastly follow your paths.
Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated.
A reading from 1 Kings. Then the Lord said to Elijah, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram. You shall also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, as prophet in your place." So he set out from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, who was plowing. There were 12 yoke of oxen ahead of him, and he was with the 12. Elijah passed him and threw his mantle over him. He left the oxen, ran after Elijah, and said, "Let me kiss my father and my mother, then I will follow you." Then Elijah said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" He returned from following him, took the yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. Using the equipment from the oxen, he boiled their flesh and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out and followed Elijah and became his servant. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 16. We will read the psalm responsively. Please read the bold print. "Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I have said to the Lord, 'You are my Lord, my good above all other.'"
All my delight is in the God of the heaven and the land, upon those who are noble among the people.
"But those who run after other gods shall have their troubles multiplied."
"I will not pour out drink offerings to such gods, never take their names upon my lips."
"O Lord, you are my portion and my cup. It is to you who I uphold my lot."
"My boundaries and those of the blessed land. Indeed, I have a rich inheritance."
"I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. My heart teaches me night after night."
"I have set the Lord always before me. Because God is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken."
"My heart, therefore, is glad, and my spirit rejoices. My body also shall rest in hope."
"For you will not let any be betrayed, nor let your holy ones see the grave."
"You will show me the path of life. In your presence there is joy, there is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore." A reading from Galatians. "For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. Live by the Spirit, I say. Do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposite to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. All those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We might be familiar with the saying, if you give them an inch, they will take a mile. Reality when it comes to how we can abuse the freedom that we've received. We might think of this as something that children are guilty of. I know I do as a parent. You give them an inch, and they will take a mile. But it's not just children. We see this in humanity. Part of our sinfulness and brokenness is that we're never quite satisfied. We always want more and more and more. And when we abuse our freedom, it becomes a matter of, what can I get away with? We're reminded to love one another, but we're still, at the same time, tempted to devour one another, as we heard in Galatians. This is what Paul is warning us about. In Galatians, Paul is concerned with how we use our freedom. It cannot be used inwardly to just indulge myself and divorce myself from the needs of neighbor or the community. The freedom that Paul speaks of and the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ looks very different from how we define freedom as Americans in our society that tends to center freedom on the concept of myself, but it also really contrasts our understanding of freedom in the world at large. Liv Larson Anderson writes, "Paul wants us to move about the world in a way that bear love toward our neighbors. To invite us into that mode of transportation, he speaks profoundly good news. Christ has set us free. We are set free. Like the tastiest pomegranate jewels, these words dazzle on the tongue as they nourish. We need to eat them, take them into our bodies, and let them guide us. We need to ingest this good news. Otherwise, we may distort God's word and end up consuming each other." It is when we're in opposition to the Spirit that we're quick to devour one another. We put our faith in other things, and those idols can take hold over us. When our trust is not in God, even if we claim God with our words, but not our hearts, we will most certainly devour our neighbor. For example, Ben Cramer puts it this way when speaking of the idol of religious nationalism. Quote, "The fruit of religious nationalism is fear, coercion, justifying violence, power by any means, slander, greed, exclusion, aggression, and controlling others. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." End quote. This is one idol among many in our society and in our world that produces fruit, but it's bad fruit. It's contrary to the way of the gospel. It's counter to the way of Jesus Christ. And it's clear that not only us, but the world knows when we're producing good fruit and bad fruit of the bad fruit. They know when we're producing fruit that is of the Spirit and not. They tell us. Because people, whether they're inside or outside the church, they know the difference. The Spirit does not guide us to control or devour our neighbor, but to love them. As we see in the fruits of the Spirit, self-control is one of those fruits. Freedom in Christ, then, is not about controlling others. It's about controlling ourselves, bending the knee to devour our neighbor and to live a life that truly shares the love of Jesus. Filled with love, not fear, seeking to submit and to serve our neighbor, not trying to coerce. Not bearing false witness against our neighbor, but seeing their actions in the best possible light, as Luther writes in the Small Catechism. No longer motivated by greed, but living a life of generosity. Guided by the Spirit, we're no longer gatekeeping, seeking who and how we can exclude others, but to include. To include with kindness and gentleness. Beloved children of God, we are freed in Christ. We are inheritors of God's kingdom. Look what happens in contrast to when we give a broken humanity an inch and we take a mile. What we do with that mile? What happens when God gets an inch? Right? What's that scripture? As far as east is from the west, right? Look what God does with just an inch. We receive forgiveness, freedom, and eternal life. In Christ, we are a new creation, and in following Jesus, we embody what it means to be
a new human being. And those fruits of the Spirit spring forth in our lives. They spring forth in all of those who follow the way of Jesus. In Christ, in that inch that God shows us, that God takes, we get a glimpse of God's grace, and we're invited to go as far as humanly possible in sharing the love of Jesus in this world. We oppose the flesh by seeking not to control others, to demonstrate self-control, to be centered in the Word, to be strengthened in the sacraments, that our freedom is no longer abused for personal gain, but used in ways that serve the neighbor, because Jesus reminds us that we are to not only love our neighbor, but even expands the definition and understanding of who our neighbor is. We naturally want to avoid the way of the cross and be turned to the ways of the world, to abuse our freedoms, to devour the neighbor. But as we heard in Galatians, we're to be slaves to one another. Slaves to one another. A commitment to the neighbor that sounds even stronger and harder to dismiss than the generic love of neighbor. The cross of Christ transforms us, and we're to embody a cruciform way of life in following the way of Jesus. As we heard in Galatians, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Should give us an image of daily dying and rising to new life in Jesus Christ. As Luther writes in the Small Catechism on the Sacrament of Baptism, quote, "It signifies that the old person in us, with all sins and evil desires, is to be drowned and die through daily sorrow for sin and through repentance. And on the other hand, that daily a new person is to come forth and rise up to live before God in righteousness and purity forever." We are born again every day. We are born anew every day in Jesus Christ. To paraphrase Luther, we are free in Christ, subject to no one. But we are free in Christ, servant of all. It's the paradox that we're invited into in understanding this freedom. Christ has set us free. This is good news. So some questions I leave you with is, what does freedom in Christ feel like? How does freedom in Christ move you? How is the freedom that we have in Christ different from the concepts of freedom that we see in our culture? Beloved children of God, if we are producing good fruit, then we share it. We don't keep it for ourselves. We do not just look out for ourselves. There are those in our society that proclaim freedom with a loud voice, and it seems at times it's the louder voices that win. Voices that care only for me and not we. But freedom cannot just be about us. When we hold on to fruit for too long, what happens to it? It goes bad. It rots. It must be shared with those around us. When we hang on to fruit for too long, our souls rot. We prevent ourselves from moving forward in the way of Jesus as guided by the Spirit. And we can attest to how, in our own congregation, that the freedom of Christ does different things to us and in us and through us as we seek to share the love of Jesus in this community. The good news is that in knowing Jesus, in knowing the freedom that we have in Jesus, that we are free from sin, free from the fear of sin, free from the fear of death, and the Spirit sends us forth to share that fruit that builds us up in our community, that builds the community up around us, not just our church family, but the wider community. And guided by the Spirit, let us be slaves to one another. Let us be free to love our neighbor as ourselves. And in dying and rising with Christ each and every day, may we share that fruit, that love, so that all people can get a taste of everlasting freedom. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Please rise as we sing the hymn of the day. Say what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again.
He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
United in Christ and guided by the Spirit, we pray for the Church, the creation, and all in need. God of faithfulness, set the face of your Church firmly on you. Rooted in your self-giving love, may the Church find freedom in loving our neighbors. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Adam, our pastor and conference dean, all pastors, deacons, our Stephen's ministry, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
God of gentleness, strengthen the earth's ability to heal. Where there are dangerous storms, bring calm. Where there are destructive fires, bring rain. Protect homes, habitats, and livelihoods threatened by climate disasters. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
God of peace, guide all who govern that they place the good of their citizens above self-promotion. Anoint leaders of nations with your spirit of neighborly love. Protect refugees and all who live under tyranny or conflict. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
God of kindness, reveal your healing presence to all who are sick or dying, especially this evening, Joanne, Tracy, Scott, Amber, Faith, Vincent, Pat, Dave, Debbie, Candace, Stan, Rhonda, Barb, Jasmine, Pete, Cheryl, Lucas, John, Cindy, Leah, Carol, Frank, and our homebound. Uphold those who grieve. Support the needs of any who are unemployed, hungry, or have nowhere to lay their heads. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
God of love, attend to those who are struggling with addiction, depression, or uncontrolled anger. Provide support systems and loving companions as they work toward health, that they may rest in hope and know the fullness of joy in your presence. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, we pray for those in our armed services, especially Cade and Luke, and their chaplains, and Chaplain Isaac Martin. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
God of joy, we give thanks for all who have died and now celebrate the inheritance of life in you. Keep their examples of faithfulness always before us, that we trust your promises in life and in death. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
God of every time and place, in Jesus' name, and filled with your Holy Spirit, we entrust these spoken prayers and those in our hearts into your holy name.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Continue with the offer.
rise.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Let us pray. God of abundance, you have set before us a plentiful harvest. As we feast on your goodness, strengthen us to labor in your field and equip us to bear fruit for the good of all. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Show us a vision of a tree of life with fruits for all and leaves that heal the nations.
grant us such life. The life of the Father to the Son, the life of the Spirit of our risen Savior, life in you, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In Christ's presence there is fullness of joy. Come to the Mass. You may be seated. At this time, I'd like to invite forward anyone who's assisting with the distribution of the sacrament and anybody who's participating in Children's Church today. Distribution of the sacrament will be continuous. I'll be in the central aisle of the consecrated hosts. We will have one station with consecrated wine and grape juice on the lectern side. An usher will release you forward with trays and glass cups if you just receive a glass cup as you come forward. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here and he offers himself to you.
Spirit
Amen. Let us pray. Life-giving God, through this meal you have bandaged our wounds and fed us with your mercy. Now send us forth to live for others, both friend and stranger, that all may come to know your love. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Now,
good evening. I'd just like to highlight the information in the bulletin about Vacation Bible School, which is coming up here. The theme is Conversations with God. It is Sunday, July 10th through Tuesday, July 12th. There will be a light supper at 5:30, and Bible School will be from 6 to 8. On Sunday evening, we're going to have a wiener roast at 5:30, and it will be kind of family night. Everyone is invited. So please come and join us. We also need some helpers. There is a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board outside. Group leaders, recreation, crafts, and so forth. So please check that out and come join us. Thank you.
And, following our service, we're going to meet over at the bell tower. And for a little blessing and dedication in honor of finishing time. And then following that, we'll be meeting in the fellowship
hall. Pastor. Wait, there's one more. Just going to go on with that message. So, yes, dedication by the bell tower. And then when you come back in for fellowship and food, please enter through the narthex and then go out through the kitchen to the fellowship hall.
St. John Lutheran Church Windfall is centered in the Word, strengthened in the sacraments, sent into the community to share the love of Jesus.
The God of peace, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you, comfort you, and show you the path of life this day and all.
Amen.
Oh.
Love your neighbor. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.